Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 13th April 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia reports 1,767 new COVID-19 cases, out of which Sarawak topped the list with 607 new cases. According to Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, this brings the total number of infections in the country since the pandemic began to more than 363,000. Meanwhile, Selangor recorded 483 new cases, while Sabah had 117 new cases. Sekolah Jenis Kebangsaan Puay Chai 2 will be shutting temporarily in stages starting today due to a COVID-19 outbreak. In a notice issued by the school management, the 2,500 affected students will continue their lessons via online classes at home. The Federal Territory Islamic Religious Department, JAWI, says will continue to monitor and carry out enforcements on Muslims who do not respect the Ramadan month, including eating in public places, although the three federal territories are currently under either the CMCO or the RMCO. On the international front, Australia reports a second person diagnosed with a blood clot after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. There had been no rise in inoculation cancellations as authorities try to steady a bungled immunisation campaign. India's second wave of coronavirus infections and new restrictions imposed to contain the surge pose a credit negative threat and risk weakening the country's economic recovery. India reported more than 161,000 new coronavirus infections in the last 24 hours, hitting the world's highest tally once again after overtaking Brazil as the second most affected country. Britain has offered all over 50s a first dose of COVID-19 vaccine as the rollout of Moderna's shot in England began today. The country was on track to give a shot to all adults by the end of July. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.